Hello.
Good morning. My name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Robert Jones.
And how may I assist you, please?
Yes, I will try to speak with our elder for my unemployment on my job I just lost.
So you want to file for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd be happy to help you with that. I just need your social security number, please.
022-984-3314.
And your name?
Robert Jones.
And verify your social security number for me, please.
022-984-3314.
Okay. I may ask you to repeat that several times. That's the way the system is set up. So you said your first number started with 4?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And repeat that number again for me.
422-984-3314.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Jones, I'm going to get you registered, and then I'm going to open an application for you. And you just need to answer the questions on the application. So this system will verify information more than one time. And so verify your first name for me, please.
Robert.
Okay, and your last name?
Jones.
Okay. And your date of birth?
December the 5th, 1968.
Okay. And your mother's name before she married, just the last name?
Jones.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
I got Alabama ID.
Okay. And what's that ID number, please?
1547536.
And verify that one more time.
1547536.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. And so I'm opening the application, and I just need you to answer the questions on the application. Is English your preferred language?
It's English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine?
Yes.
I need to complete the statement, please. I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
And what was your federal job?
I was maintenance man at McDonald's.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's the best contact phone number for you?
334-543-1520.
Okay, thank you. And so again, it's going to ask you to verify your date of birth, please.
December 5th, 1968.
Okay, thank you. And your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
And you do not have a driver's license, you have a non-driver's ID. And would you give me that number again, please?
1547536.
Okay, thank you. Are you white, black, or Asian?
Black.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
What?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your physical address?
535 Covertert, COVERDE, Bridge, BRIDGE, Parkway, Apartment for E, in Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Okay, so I have your address And I don't think I got the full spelling of the street, the first part of the street. So spell that again for me, please.
It's Coveted Bridge. COVERDE. Bridge. BRIDGE.
Okay, I have the rest of it. So this is
Art
what
Ray.
I have.
Okay.
I have C as in cat. OVERTE. Is that correct?
No. It's ERED.
Oh, say. All right. So is ERE as in E and D as in David. Covered
yes, ma'am.
Bridge Parkway.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Apartment E, Prattville,
yes,
Alabama.
Ma'am.
36066, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Where you live and where you receive your mail, is it the same address?
Yes.
Okay. Just waiting on the system to update.
Okay.
Okay, on the last job that you worked, what was your job title?
I was maintenance.
And is that the kind of work you're looking for?
Yes, you know, I love doing it. I would like to, you know, get another maintenance job.
Okay. Are you a part of a union hiring hall that helps you to find work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since this most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Up to about 10.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12 to $13.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am.
Are you a vice president, president of a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between January 1st and December 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am. What? Now, repeat that.
When you work, they take federal income tax out of your check. They are asking you, do you want them to take it out of your benefits?
Oh, no, ma'am.
So you have to report it at the end of the year.
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, state debit card or direct deposit?
State debit card.
Okay. So you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid due date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. So do you understand the terms and conditions of this card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who was your last employer?
McDonald.
And you said that was in Prattville where you were working?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And a phone number for them, please?
Let me look through my paperwork real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
334-365-1080.
And repeat that number.
334-365-1080.
Okay, thank you. 334-365-1080. And you said
yes,
you were working in Prattville?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you start working for them?
I started 2023. I'm trying to get the exact date, March. It was like the first week of March.
And what was the year?
2023.
Okay, and what was your last day to work with them?
The 15th and the 18th. I pulled them off the day before they fired me.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for them?
They never said. I was at work one day, and then they called and told me to clock out. Then they called me 2 days later and said I was terminated.
Did you ask why?
Yes, they said, they never sit down, talk to me, or had a reason, or what. They just told me to clock out. One of the managers asked me to clock out. And, they said they'll get in contact with me. now. You know, I've been off work almost a month and something now.
Okay.
I was just trying to see, you know, what is what. I've been trying to call them, but, you know, they don't answer for the phone. It just rang and rang.
Okay. And that was at the end of your shift when they told you to clock out?
It was during my shift. I had 3 hours left before I clock out, before my shift was over with.
Okay.
Well, I had told with being off that day, but they had called me in.
Okay. So do you think that you could have done anything to resolve any issues to keep from being terminated?
Yeah, if I know what was going on, you know, I never talked. You know, I was filling my grease on my machine, and a manager just came and said, Robert, I just got a phone call. You need to clock out. And I'm like, what's going on? You know,
okay.
That was it.
Okay.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask myself what I did.
Okay, yeah.
It is. I ain't never missed a day of work or never been late. I loved what I was doing.
Okay.
I had to love it. I was bringing 100 hours every 2 weeks.
Mm.
At a fast food restaurant.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. So do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, and verify that social security number one last time.
4229843 14.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Athens, Birmingham, Hoover, Montgomery, none of the above.
Who have?
Have you ever lived in Athens, Birmingham, Hoover, Montgomery?
No, no, ma'am.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Have you ever lived at 1551 Marlow Drive, 5224 First Avenue, 60 Bibb Graves Avenue, 9531 Oak Forest Drive? I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I have never been associated.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10152 Highway 84, 2241 Belmore Lane, 27 Brentridge Drive, 275 Marble Valley Road. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I have never been associated with any.
It's three questions directed to you. The first question, I hereby file, well, three statements, not questions. I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
I certify on the penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claimant Benefits Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or call 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Certifications cannot be made on a Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet on our website under that same title. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So, Mr. Jones, we've completed your application. I have your transaction number, which is like a confirmation number. And also your four-digit PIN number you're going to need to do your weekly certifications. Okay, you ready for the number?
Yes.
Okay, it's 489-902-605. And
yeah.
your four-digit PIN number, you want me to repeat it?
No, I'll finna repeat it to you.
Okay, go ahead.
You said 48-99-02-65.
That's correct. And your
okay.
four-digit PIN number is 1468. And you have to do that certification once a week, each week, to keep the claim open. If you miss a week of certification, it's going to inactivate the claim, and you'll have to reopen the application like we did today.
Okay.
Do you have
we'll
any
call
questions?
Every Sunday.
If you want
Will
to call on Sunday, if you have three jobs that you can report and you tried to find work with, the name of the employer, the date you contacted them, and how you contacted them, you can do it every Sunday. Otherwise, you have until Friday of that week, no later than 5 p.m., to complete this certification.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, just hoping I could just find me a job or get this approved.
Yes, sir, I understand. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You enjoy your day. Bye now.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.